Radio Daily for Weekend Eve. Feels good just to say it, doesn't it? Doesn't feel good to hear it? Tickles your ear a little bit. It's good stuff. Welcome to Weekend Eve. July 28, 2016. Is Zelda Geek Without the Wake. Good morning, hello, and how you be? We're the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those crazy places. The man over there, that's Saucy.
There's some wave reporting, Lord Megatron.
Well, he's not here, so hi. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
That's how I roll.
You damn right it is. Tell me, what happened, yo?
1851, a total solar eclipse is first captured on photograph by Busch and Burkowski at the Royal Observatory in Prussia.
1858, fingerprints are used for the first time as a means of identification.
1962, a bug in the flight software of the Mariner 1 space probe causes the rocket to divert its intended path on launch.
1964, NASA launches the Ranger 7 space probe on a mission to the moon. Going to transmit close-up images.
1995, Columbia Pictures releases the film The Net, directed by Irwin Winkler and starring Sandra Bullock.
Not a good film at all. Had an interesting cell phone in it. In the year 2000, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals awards Napster a last-minute stay of a previous judge's order to close down its online operations by midnight, which is why Napster still exists now.
1999, the Clinton administration submits a plan enabling the FBI to monitor the United States government's non-military computer networks and select industries.
2001, East Coast Vintage Computer Festival is held in Best Western Royal Plaza Hotel and Trade Center in Massachusetts.
2006, science fiction TV series Night Stalker premieres on Sci-Fi.
It should have been good. God damn it really, really should have been good. Birthdays?
Alexander Chando is 30 as the world turns in The Lion Game.
Dustin Milligan is 31 from that new 90210 in Schitt's Creek.
Lori Loughlin is 52, Aunt Becky in Full House, Summerland in 90210.
She was in that with Dustin. Georgia Engel is 68 from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, the Care Bears movie, the Open Season franchise.
Sally Struthers is 69, Gloria and All in the Family, and the voice of Pebbles.
Jim Davis is 71, the creator of Garfield.
Peter Cullen is 75, voice of Car and Optimus Prime.
You damn right. If you know big bad robots and vehicles, Peter Cullen's the voice. And Philip Proctor is 76, voice actor, Toy Story, Bug's Life, Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc., Finding Nemo, Dr. Vidic in Assassin's Creed. You know this guy. He's done lots of stuff, just not that much of it on television.
Tonight on ABC, new episodes of BattleBots and Greatest Hits 2000 through 2005.
Followed by the Democratic National Convention. Over on CBS, it's a new Big Brother, followed by the Democratic National Convention.
Tonight on NBC, new episode of Hollywood Game Night.
And the Democratic National Convention on Fox, it's a new Home Free.
New episode of Beauty and the Beast on the CW.
Freeform is showing Men in Black.
Tonight on A&E, new episode of The First 48.
AMC is showing Terminator Salvation, which is better than people give it credit for. It's not great.
New episode of Last Alaskans on Animal Planet.
Comedy Central has a Tosh.0 marathon. FX showing The Other Woman and a new episode of Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Tonight on Discovery Channel, Boston EMS.
FXX, the Simple Simpson episode.
Deliver Us from Evil on Encore.
FXM with Rio 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Our band is Crisis. Our brand is Crisis on HBO.
Our band is Crisis! GSN with a new episode of Winsanity.
New Mountain Men on History Channel.
IFC will be showing American History X.
Tonight on ID, new episode of The First 48.
Nickelodeon with Garfield the Movie. Yay, Jim Davis, I suppose.
Mystery of the Lynx on National Geographic Wild.
BBC America showed a new episode of Ripper Street.
Southpaw on Showtime.
Spike TV for Guys on Lip Sync Battle. It's Gigi Hadid versus Tyler Posey.
Tonight on the Travel Channel, Mysteries at the Museum.
Chiller Network is showing The Thing, edited for television.
Tonight on Nick Garfield the Movie.
With Jim Davis, good for him. USA new episode of Queen of the South, but tonight we're going to be watching the Sci-Fi Channel because a survivalist helps a family survive when freshwater sharks attack. Tonight, Laura Coyette and Allison Ashley star in Ozark Shark.
No blasted lettuce today!
No, none indeed. The heat wave is still not quite lit up. It's cooler today than it has been where we are, but not by that much. So even if you are writing emails, they're probably melting as they go through the intertube. So if you'd like to drop a note, try. Put it in the freezer first, and then send it to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. You can put emails in freezers, right? Everything goes in a freezer.
Okay, you know what it's like. You're flicking through Amazon or the local DVD shop,
when suddenly you discover a film that you haven't seen in years, but which you remember as being legendary. The purchase is hastily made, you invite friends over, make popcorn, and settle down to watch this classic. Then it becomes apparent that your mind has double-crossed you, and that this film is frankly awful. Soon your friends have deserted you, your boss says he has to let you go, and even your dog won't come when you call. How did it go so wrong? Well, in the interests of public harmony, a new podcast, I Saw That Years Ago, sets out to watch the old films that your memory has convinced you are brilliant, but which in reality could be anything but. So join me, your host Martin Darkley, and my compatriot, Gentleman Joe, as we watch the old films so you don't have to. Find us at www.isawthatyearsago.com or on iTunes.
Hi, I'm James Caan, semi-renowned writer, musician, doctor, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Thank you, James. Good times, good interview. The man does good stuff. And I'm a semi-renowned doctor. That's fine. He's more of a renowned doctor than I'll ever be.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
And make kids into better human beings.
Student Herring, you are a scurvy louse. You are a slop bucket. You are a pus sludge.
Here, I'm...
I never encountered, and then suddenly, G9-12 decided to frag me.
Well, which 12-year-old's going to frag you today? Let's find out. What can you play there, Saucy?
Played Arcus from Shining Battle Arena for the PC.
Nintendo gets Kirby Mass Attack. It's the one from the DS back in 2012, where you get to use 10 Kirbys with a stylus to get past obstacles and defeat enemies.
Letter Quest Remastered for the Wii U.
The PC gets Intrude, a first-person shooter game. Its design and art style is based on stuff like, you know, Wolfenstein and the original Doom.
Kirby's Dream Course for the 3DS.
Playing lots of mini-golf. Mini-golf is fun. Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC get Overcooked, a co-op cooking party game where you work together or fight to be the best chef.
LiveLock for the PC.
LifeLock, where they protect your, social security number and stuff? I don't know. You can turn the... No, I'm just being kind of a jackass about that, and I'm very sorry.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world. From a geeky point of view, Legendary Digital Studios and Square Enix are teaming up for a film adaptation of their award-winning video game, Life is Strange. That's the 5-part episodic game following photography enthusiast Max Caulfield, but not Maxwell Caulfield, that's different. High school senior discovers she can rewind time while saving her best friend. So they have all kinds of crazy adventures. It made 75 Game of the Year award lists and all kinds of things for storytelling and whatnot. So this has a chance to be a video game movie that's not as video game-ish as people expect. And I don't know if that'll help or hurt. But hey, the story is fantastic, so hey, get yourself out there, make the best video game movie ever, because somebody really needs to finally beat Mortal Kombat. Not Annihilation, anyone can do that. Mortal Kombat.
So there is a new plaguing people, but only one small demographic of people.
Okay.
The dummies.
The people who read those yellow books?
Yes. This condition is called selfie elbow. It's called selfie elbow. It's a thing.
Okay.
It's a thing. It's soreness. It's stiffness and pain and soreness that you get from doing stupid things, like holding your phone at weird angles and making dumb little duck faces.
You know what it is? It's like, you know, when you go, hey, it hurts when I do this. Well, don't do that.
But you know, you'd get the same strain doing physical activities like playing tennis or golfing.
Maybe you should try to get it that way.
And you know what? The treatment for it,
okay,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Put down the damn phone.
Just, it hurts when I do this. Don't do that. It's that simple. Have you heard about the other big problem that they have? Selfie, oops, I walked into something. Selfie, oops, I fell off a cliff.
Experts suggest using a two-handed grip. So we're going to get new selfie sticks eventually. That's going to be two hands. So both of your elbows can be...
Certainly. Yeah, that...
I don't understand.
That way the balance, it evens it out. I'm going to say the name wrong, but fillet, not as in cut a steak, but P-H-I-L-A-E. The first robot to land on a comet. has reached the end of its life cycle and is bidding a final farewell to Earth through a series of a bunch of sad tweets, actually. On Tuesday, it was like, it's time for me to say goodbye. And like the one I saw yesterday, tomorrow the unit on at ESA underscore Rosetta for communication with me will be switched off forever. After launching from a Rosetta probe, Philae landed on 67P, whatever, it's a big long name after it that I'm not going to say, in November 24th down on a comet. But landing trouble led it bouncing all over the landscape of the comet before settling down in a location a kilometer away from its intended target in the shadow of a cliff. And as a result, the probe only received 1.5 hours of sunlight for every 12-hour rotation, which was not enough power to replenish the battery. So we've lost another life. Goodbye, Philae, whose name I said completely wrong. We'll never forget you. We just won't remember how to say your name correctly.
So, I've never been to a music festival before, but I understand that they drink a lot of beer and they pee a lot.
Yeah, fair.
For the last couple of years, researchers at Ghent University collected urine at one of Europe's largest festivals, Roskilde. What they're doing with this is they're recycling urine, processing it into a beer.
Mmm.
Originally, they were calling it
piss. Fantastic, but sure.
But now they're changing it from Seward Brewer.
I think I'd rather try.
Who were after another critical beer ingredient, water. Basically, then all you have to do is find yeast, and then you can brew it into beer. This kind of reminds me of that squeezed elephant poop to drink the water from the elephant poop.
I'll take your word for that.
It's just interesting.
I don't watch a lot of squeeze and poop shows. Well, it's bad enough I had to talk about one death today already. Now I have to talk about another one, and that's legendary cartoonist and illustrator Jack Davis has passed away at the age of 91. For a lot of people, he's the guy that made caricatures for the University of Georgia and their bulldog and whatever. But for most of us, he is one of the people who launched Mad Magazine back in 1950. He's done movie posters, books, magazines like Time and TV Guide. But you know, being part of the University of Georgia is something that he was very, very proud of. He attended UGA on a GI Bill following his Navy service, became a cartoonist intern at the Atlanta Journal. And he made me laugh because everything that you do. Damn it. Chocolate keeps dying. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 1983.0 license. Come check us on Facebook and on Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com or bare minimum, pick up the app. It's got its own bell. You can surprise people with it. I suppose surprise is a word. Anyway, drop a note if you feel like it. It's podcast at Geek Radio. We'll be here tomorrow to officially launch that weekend and get the hell up out of here.
Well, that went well.
Peace out, player.
I detect no source of amusement.
Right now, I wish I could crawl in a hole and pull it in.
Good night, suckers!
Well, folks, I am out of here.
Do not grieve. Soon, I shall be one with the Matrix.
Prime.
Drum Magnus, it is to you, old friend. I shall pass the Matrix of Leadership as it was passed to me.
But Prime, I'm just a soldier. I'm not worthy.
Nor will I. But one day, an Autobot shall rise from our ranks. And use the power of the Matrix to light Gust Horror. Until that day, till all are one.